From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin says Indonesian International Islamic University must become Global Islamic Civilization Center. Minister Yakut Khalil affirms religious education must be free of anti-state ideologies. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Maruf Amin hopes that Indonesian International Islamic University will become a center of excellence for global Islamic civilization, in accordance with the main objective of developing the university. As reported by Antara, he also stated that it needs to be clarified to be able to return to the Kitah original pledge of the initiative for the development of the International Islamic University in accordance with the President's directive during the onset of the Indonesian Islamic University development, that is to become a center of excellence for global Islamic civilization. Thus, it does not merely adopt the pattern of the State Islamic University's UIN with international campus status. Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Khalil Khumas instructed officials of the Ministry Directorate General of Islamic Education to monitor educational institutions under the ministry and ensure they are free from ideologies harmful to the state. As quoted by Antara, he noted in a written statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday that he spoke of having instructed the ministry's working units to map out stances of all religious educational institutions, such as regular and boarding schools, as well as universities regarding religious and nationalistic thoughts, as well as approaches on the issues of sexual violence. Deputy Minister of the Tourism and Creative Economy Angela Tanusudibyo, in a press statement issued on Wednesday, stated that the ministry has launched the Carbon Footprint Calculator and Carbon Offsetting Program to improve the reputation of and public trust in Indonesia's tourism sector. As quoted by Antara, Angela has also pointed out that this program is one of the efforts to handle the impact of climate change caused by tourism activity. At a virtual dissemination of eco-friendly tourism in tourism destination, she explained that environmental conservation is the most valuable asset for the development of sustainable tourism. W20 will collaborate with the engagement and working groups at the G20 to ensure that women's empowerment and gender issues are included in the G20 declaration. W20 will work with engagement groups and working groups, in this case, the government, to ensure women's empowerment and gender issues will be included in the G20 declaration. This was affirmed by chairpersons of Women W20, Hadriani Uli Silalahi, during a webinar on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. She also remarked that W20 missions is to push for being committed to eradicating discrimination, promoting the economic inclusion of women-owned MSMEs, increasing access for rural and disabled women, and emphasizing on the integrations of gender-just health services. Let's move on to the international news. Japan is set to loosen border controls to allow more people to enter the country, especially students, while extending infection control measures to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several areas, including Tokyo. As reported by Reuters.com, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida will raise the number of people who can enter Japan to 7,000 a day from 5,000 at present, while students will be exempted from their daily intake and considered in a separate category. The move will extend an easing of the country's strict border measures earlier this week that opened the doors to more students and foreign workers amid criticism from business leaders and educators. According to Health Ministry data, Mexico reported 304 more fatalities from COVID-19 on Wednesday, bringing the total death toll since the pandemic began to 318,835. As quoted by Reuters.com, the country also reported 12,342 new confirmed cases of the virus, bringing the total to 5,534,086. Russian forces have seized control of key port city in southern Ukraine. Kherson is the first major city to be taken by Russia after heavy fighting since it invaded a week ago. As reported by BBC.com, its mayor Igor Kolyakov said that Russian troops had forced their way into the city council building and imposed a curfew on residents. Several cities have come under intense shelling, with Wednesday one of the most destructive days of the fighting. And investigations into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Ukraine has been launched by the International Criminal Court, ICC, in The Hague. Russia has the first time admitted taking heavy military casualties during its attack on Ukraine, with 498 troops killed and a further 1,597 injured. Ukraine says Russia's losses run into the thousands. Listener, now let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner on development of high added value manufacturing industries and increase of foreign investment to Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights development of high added value manufacturing industry and increase of foreign investment to Indonesia. Listeners, the Indonesian Embassy in Hanoi, Vietnam hosted a regular brainstorming forum among Indonesian heads of representative in the Southeast Asia region online on Friday. The event was entitled Development of High Added Value Manufacturing Industry and Increase of Foreign Investment to Indonesia. The forum was opened by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Mahendra Siregar, with a keynote speaker by Minister of Investment, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia. In addition, other speakers were President Director of Indonesia Battery Corporation, IBC, and VP and COO of Hyundai Motor Asia Pacific. Some Indonesian ambassador, Indonesian Consul Generals, Indonesian Consuls in Southeast Asia and the forum participants actively interacted with the speakers. They discussed policies and strategies in realizing effort to develop ecosystems and the production of the electric battery industry, which will support Indonesia as a production-based leading electric vehicles. This brainstorming forum concluded that it is time for Indonesia to fully focus on mastering technology through strengthening research and development by combining national strengths and international partners. This is expected to be able to realize the ideals transforming Indonesia's natural wealth into high added value products and strong competitiveness. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listen, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Today in History starts with the event on March 3, 1918, when the Brest-Litovsk Treaty was signed. The Treaty of Brest-Litovsk was a peace treaty between the new Bolshevik government of Russia and the Central Powers, namely Germany, Austria-Hungary, Bulgaria, and the Ottoman Empire. This treaty ended Russia's involvement in the First World War and resulted in the independence of Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland from Russia. The treaty was signed in Brest-Litovsk, Poland on March 3, 1918. The treaty was cancelled by the Armistice Treaty of November 11, 1918, when Germany surrendered to the Western Allies. Let's move to March 3rd as World Wildlife Day. The United Nations General Assembly on 20th December 2013 declared March 3rd as World Wildlife Day. This commemoration aims to raise awareness about the dangers posed by human activities and climate change to flora and fauna. March 3rd was chosen, referring to the Convention Concerning International Trade in Endangered Species from Wild Flora and Fauna, which was ratified on March 3, 1973. We end today in history with the event in 2007, when World Hearing Day was celebrated for the first time. March 3rd is observed as World Hearing Day. The commemoration was established by the World Health Organization, WHO, at the first International Conference on the Prevention and Rehabilitation of Hearing Loss in Beijing on March 3, 2007. This commemoration aims to raise public awareness about how to prevent deafness and hearing loss. Initially, the commemoration was called World Ear Care Day or World Ear and Hearing Health Day. In 2016, the commemoration was named World Hearing Day. This year, the World Hearing Day is entitled To Hear for Life, Listen with Care, with the national theme, Take Care of Our Hearing, Now and Later. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu. Tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk
jangan
kamu. Diri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian sent a team to Bali to support the local government in managing waste, especially in Denpasar, Padang, Gianyar, and Tabanan. An integrated waste management model would be implemented in the region. The team consisted of Acting Director General for Regional Development Sugeng Haryono, Minister Special Staff for Politics and Media Kastorio Sinaga, Minister Special Staff for Security and Legal Sang Mada Mahendra Jaya, and some other related parties. Sugeng Haryono, amid the working visit in Denpasar on Friday, said the team's visit was to support the success of the G20 summit to be held in Bali October 30, 2022. They observed the efforts for environmental preservation, including the carbon emission reductions effort that was done, such as by supporting waste management in Bali to be more optimal in terms of the disposal, processing and utilizations. Currently, the capacity of the Integrated Waste Management Center in Sarvagita, Bali is only 120 ton waste per day. The capacity would be increased 4 times. Sugeng also explained that the Home Affairs Ministry will facilitate Bali Provincial's government to design a technical unit on micro, small and medium business to support the waste management and its retribution. The ministry will also support the regional government to strengthen the business process to increase the economic benefit from post-waste management.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Indonesia has a variety of unique traditions. One of them is the head fighting dance. This dance art is called Mpa Tumbu Tuta. The Mpa Tumbu Tuta is a traditional dance of the Ntori village community, Wawo District, Bima Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. It has existed since the 15th century. According to the stories of the ancestors from the generation to generation, Tumbu is estimated to have existed since 580 AD. This dance is usually performed in traditional ritual ceremony, circumcisions, welcoming important guests, such as the royal family, who come to visit Tentori village area. Before the show starts, offering or rituals are a process that must be carried out, and it is very important not to be abandoned, based on the beliefs of the people of Tori village. Soji, as the offerings, is a prayer with the hope that Ba Tombu Tuta performance will not experience bad things, such as physical and mental accidents, while performing. For the implementation of this ritual, two people will be selected who alternately bang their heads, or what is called Sabua Dou Mate'e, Sabua Dou Mandumbu, one in a defensive position and another one in an attacking position. The drumming and silu, a musical instrument made of palm leaves, accompany the Mba Tumbu participants. One participant prepares to attack, and another one, the T, will receive the attack, and the T will take a certain distance before finally getting closer to the recipients of the attack. Before being attacked, the participants will raise this thumb as a sign that he is ready. Then the T attacks the opponent's head. After that, he takes turn. Tumbu matches are led and supervised by Sando or Shaman, who also serves as referee. Despite banging their heads against each other, none of the Tumbu participants feel painful or bleeding. The immune effect is believed to come from the incantations recited by traditional elders and prayer water. Participants also surrender completely to the Almighty so that they are not afraid of being painful to do Tumbu. In Tumbu, no one wins or loses. In fact, the participants who follow in Tumbu will not feel a grudge against their opponents.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Masa depan yang
Indonesiaku. Untukmu nantiku masa depan yang indah bersamamu.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Trambanan Jazz Festival 2022. Listeners, the Prambanan Jazz Festival, an annual jazz music event, will take place at Prambanan Temple in Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta this year. This Prambanan Jazz Festival, as an international music one, which turns 8 years old, will be held at Rama Sinta Square, Prambanan Temple, Yogyakarta, from 1st to 3rd July 2022. President Director of PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan and Ratu Boko, Edi Sitiono, stated that this festival is a momentum to present entertainment with historical, iconic, and attractive sites in the midst of the schedule for the G20 Indonesia Summit. He also hopes that the annual music performance of the Prambanan Jazz Festival can encourage the recovery of tourism and become a model for performing arts which implement the digital economy. According to Edi, the implementation of Prambanan Jazz Festival is also in line with the program carried out in the G20. One of the focuses is related to digital economy. This year, the event will utilize digital economy technology through non-fungible tokens, NFT. The organizer said that the NFT, which will be used around 1,000 type of collections, could be used as ticket for the show. The event can also be said to be a pioneer in the use of NFT technology in realm of Indonesian music festivals. NFT itself will be divided into several grades, namely from Hanoman, Roro Jonggrang, to the Emperor. The benefits of several types of NFT can be used for lifetime access to the Prambanan Jazz Festival, merchandise, meeting with performance to VVIP venues. With a hybrid concept, the audience can watch the actual performance at Prambanan Temple virtually. For visitors who enjoy the festival directly, they must comply with health protocols. The chief executive officer or CEO of the Prambanan Jazz Festival, Anna Syahrul Alimi, said that the packaging of the theme 8 years of celebrating missing is now a sign that after 2 years, the public have not been able to watch the Prambanan Jazz Festival directly. The event will present the best Indonesian musicians who come from 3 generations. This year, there is a mini stage as a place for bands of musicians representing the jazz community in Indonesia. The mini stage is expected to be a meeting pion for jazz activists and to present young Indonesian jazz talents. There is also a Kangen Market, which is always present to any fun this event. That's Miss Seleni.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau bersedih. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah,
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. 私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかわんてかわるバイルスコピッティサーシャーみんひらりゃてだいらくにゃびしゃくりんさひい。かなあいやみーくん。わかなあうくんやみーみー。
让正确胚胎口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Porco, detecting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today, we will reminisce with the song Semut Hitam by God Bless. The song Semut Hitam is the legendary work of the music group God Bless, which was released in the album of the same title in 1988. The song successfully hit the Indonesian rock music scene and brought God Bless back into its peak of popularity. The song became one of the songs that brought the album Semut Hitam to be God Bless' best-selling album in history. Well, listener, here is God Bless with the song Semut Hitam.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
pernah terbayangkan dalam kegelapan menakutkan. Tersentak ku terdiam galau dalam keheningan menyesakkan. Tanpa harapan tuk bertahan, menyedihkan bagai akhir kehidupan. Impian hilang, hilang. Tak ada lagi damai dalam kehampaan, semua gelap terpaku.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.